You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. We are talking movies with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Casey, it's great to have you here in studio.
Thank you. Hello.
And this week you watched the much anticipated film, Respect.
Yes.
Cannot wait to hear your take on this.
The big scale mainstream biopic is back with Jennifer Hudson playing Aretha Franklin. Starting out as a young, devout church girl in Detroit who, through perseverance and raw talent, becomes the queen of soul. First, let me say, Jennifer Hudson's musical performance is brilliant. Singing all the songs in the film live without any lip-syncing or dubbing with studio recordings, her voice is limber, assertive, deep, and alarming. The star of Respect is really the music, with parts of the film's 2-hour and 25-minute runtime showing the loose, organic, collaborative creation of famous songs. Those scenes are also effective, showing Aretha Franklin as a gifted music producer, pianist, and song arranger. Now let's get to the other side of the record. Jennifer Hudson's performance is good. You can tell she put in the time to move and speak like Aretha. The film does not have this same focus. A lack of gracefulness in the editing and story progression makes Respect feel like it's trying to go in too many directions at the same time. The dialogue feels mainly comprised of overused phrases that are meant to be relatable, but instead feel forced and unoriginal. Moments of violence and emotional darkness are included in the film, but they're only small pieces of a tapestry that's largely devoted to Aretha Franklin's songs and musicianship. Without the raw, dirty, or difficult parts of the singer's life taking a larger part of the story, Respect ends up just being okay. It's reminiscent of other singer biopics like What's Love Got to Do With It from 1993, Lady Sings the Blues from 1972, and The United States vs. Billie Holiday from 2020. But it lacks the creative or heated edge of those other films to really offer viewers something exciting or fresh.
Well, Casey, it sounds like you really liked Jennifer Hudson's performance. Do you still recommend we go out and see this film?
Why not? Yeah, it's great music, mesmerizing vocals, but nothing else that will wow audiences.
Well, as we are heading into the fall movie season, what are you noticing that's getting early Oscar buzz?
This film definitely is. I personally think August is far too early to start talking Oscar, but definitely Jennifer Hudson and the film are shoo-ins for at least Golden Globe nominations that should be released in December. As the season progresses, then I'll feel a bit more comfortable as to whether or not she has a chance getting nominated at the Oscars.
All right. Thanks for being here, Casey. We'll see you here next week.
I shall be here.